Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
To God be the glory, and what a joy to come to you again, to fellowship with you and to share God's Word with you. I believe God's Word that is coming to us today will touch our hearts, will quicken our minds, will give us light and understanding in these troubled times. And I believe you didn't join me today by accident. So I want you to loosen up your belt and relax, and let's enjoy a wonderful time together in God's very presence and Word. You know that where the Word of the King is, there is power. God and His Word is one. Where God is, His Word is. Where His Word is, there God is. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Bible said that God watches over His Word to perform it, to make it good. So I believe that you will not just hear God's Word today, but you will see in your own life the manifestation of the fulfillment of the God's Word in your own very heart and life. His Word is creative. His Word is powerful. His Word upholds the entire universe. And as you hear God's Word today, believe and open your heart. God Himself will speak to you in a personal way. He will uphold, He will strengthen, He will quicken, He will heal, He will empower. He will cleanse, He will purge, He will purify. His Word will bring light. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, the entrance of His Word giveth light, and He gives understanding to the simple. So the more we listen to God's Word, spoken and taught by the Holy Ghost, the more the light of God comes to brighten our lives. And how we desperately need the light that comes from God's Word in this dark, dark hour of the human history. Welcome to Arise and Shine. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Festus Nsoha right here from Steel Prague, saying to you today, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Father, we pray today with a humble heart. Come, O God, come. Magnify your Word. Manifest your power. Let the name of Jesus Christ be exalted. Let every other voices be silenced. Let the voice of God be heard. Thank you, dear Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And let's begin today in the book of Isaiah chapter 49. This is a prophetic prophecy concerning the coming Messiah, but not just the coming Messiah, but everyone who is called, everyone who is chosen, everyone who is given any responsibility in the kingdom of God. And listen what it says. Listen, O isles, unto me and hearken. Ye people from far, the Lord had called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother had He made mention of my name. I want you to know today that anyone that is called by God, that is serving God truly, ordained by God and serving God, God did not know you when you went to the Bible school or when you started doing something visible and open and public. No. God knew you before you were born. He knew you in your mother's womb. He called you, He ordained you, He chose you. Our Lord Jesus Christ, as the Bible said, He was ordained before the foundation of the world. But the Bible said He was the lamb slain before the world was made. With God, nothing happens by accident. Nothing just starts today or yesterday. No. God already knew it before the times were. So He calls, He ordains, He watches right from your mother's womb. Time after time, we have to get back to this very original thing, to understand and remind ourselves, I didn't just start serving God today or yesterday. I didn't just, somehow I didn't know what to do. I said, okay, here I am. No, you may think that way, but that's not how it is with God. The root and origin of our service to God is deeper than man. Praise be to God. And He had made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of His hand had He hid me, and made me a polished shaft in His quiver, had He hid me. every child of God, everyone called and serving God, you are not vulnerable, neither to devils or to humans. The God who has called you and chosen you, he will be your hiding place in the time of crisis and danger. Many times we who serve, who minister, even if you're not ministering by a preacher or a pastor, you can be a government leader, you can be a governor, you can be a mayor, but all that can be a calling of God. You can serve as a bank manager, you can serve in any area of life. And you may think, I'm just doing a secular job. With God, nothing is secular. As long as you are doing that in obedience to God, as a service unto God, it is as me preaching the gospel. Everybody cannot be a preacher. God calls some to be bankers, to be pilots, to be train drivers, to be bus drivers. In any area God called you that you are serving, know that God's eye is on you and he is your defense. He is your protection. Look at verse 3, it says, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. That's the purpose of our service. Why do we serve? Why do we minister? Why are we here on earth? That God might be glorified. We must all walk and serve with one purpose in mind, that God might be glorified. If you don't understand that, you will curse your salary. You will curse your boss. You'll be mad and angry with everybody and everything because you feel that your labor is in vain, that you are not being paid what you are worth. Nobody is paid and nobody can be paid what he or she is worth. Our reward doesn't come from our salary, doesn't come from our friends or people. Our reward is with the Almighty God. You cannot have your reward here on earth. No, 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 no. Do you know the burden, the pain, the anguish, the sacrifice of being pregnant and carry a baby for 9 months and give birth and then begin the whole headache and walk of raising a child? Nobody, nothing on earth can pay for that. It is priceless to be a mother, to raise a child. It is priceless to be a father, to raise a family. God never intended that you and I should have our reward here on earth. The Bible said that God is the rewarder of his people. He is the one who rewards those who serve him. That is why you have to come to a place where you understand you are not serving man, you are serving God. Even in raising a child, in being a husband, in working in the shop, in driving the bus, in driving the train, in being the postmaster, come to a place where you see beyond the temporal, beyond your salary, beyond what people do, whether they appreciate you or not. See beyond that and see God. Whatever you are doing in life, doing them righteously and truly in the fear of God, you do it as unto the Lord God Almighty. With him is your reward. Serve God, not man. Serve God, not yourself. Serve God, not your stomach. We are in a season and hour where much job and much labor and much a struggle is no more yielding little or nothing. So people are getting tired of working. People say, what am I going to be working for? How will I spend 10 hours a day doing there, going there? What am I? I better stay home and just get some money and eat. And they say it's not worth the time, it's not worth the energy. Well, if your eye is on your salary, if you see human, if you think you are serving people, then get ready for a headache. Get ready for a breakdown of the system. Unless we come to a place where we see God as our rewarder and the one who watches over us. We are in the season of the crisis of labor, crisis of real labor, because nobody again thinks that what they are doing and what they are being paid or given is what they are receiving. You can be in a family, in a home, in a marriage, where you say, what am I really getting out of this marriage? What am I getting out of this whole headache every day, here, every day, there? What am I getting? People are not worth serving. They're not worth being cared for. People are wicked. People are evil. Yes, welcome to the human race. Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. He died for evil people. He died for wicked people. He died for those who were killing him and mocking him and laughing at him until they're calling him all kinds of names. Why didn't he give up? Why didn't he abandon the plan of salvation? if he had looked on you and on me and all those Jews who were there and all those murderers and killers, if he would have looked at them and he would say, what am I getting out of this? He saw beyond the present. He knew whom he was serving. He knew that his reward is with his God. We must get to that place where we know we are not serving man. We are serving the Almighty God. There is a reward coming. There's a wonderful reward coming. God is not a robber. God will never make you miss anything that is of yours. His eyes is upon you, and I can tell you that your labor is not in vain. Here we see in verse 4, it says, then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing, and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my walk with my God. You see, that's a marvelous, wonderful consolation. When it seems all you are doing is yielding no fruit, when it seems as if nobody is appreciating, nobody cares, nobody understands the value, the price, the sacrifice you are making, whether in your home, in your house, in your family, raising up children, cleaning, cooking, and nobody sees, nobody knows. It seems, oh, you're doing nothing. You have no job. You are doing nothing. The children may even eat the food and not even tell you thank you. And you ask yourself, what is this? You may be doing something. Oh, am I a slave for everybody? Why should I be laboring? Why should I? Oh, no. No. Your labor is not in vain. You have not labored in vain. God is a rewarder of every genuine heart-staked labor. Bring God into your struggle. Struggle for him. Struggle with him. Walk with him. Do it for the sake of Christ. Do it for the sake of God. When you understand that, God will draw near to you and be your strength. He will give you grace today and strength for tomorrow. No genuine service here on earth is worth what it is paid. The struggle on earth, the work, the labor, the toil. You know, even those of us who are preachers and pastors, some people think, oh, you're just doing nothing. You're just preaching. Some look at you like, what does that really mean? Oh, you just stand in there and talk? Oh, my God, poor pastor. They don't know what it means to be a preacher. They don't know what it means to be a pastor. But those that know, really know, this is something. And if it's that easy, well, how come everybody's not a preacher then? It's not that easy as you may think. But wherever you are today in your life, in your labor, in your walk, in your struggle, the Lord sent me to tell you, your labor is not in vain. Don't give up. Maybe even in your study as a student, you are studying, you are reading night and day. You read this, you read that, you write this exam, write that exam, and you ask yourself, what is all this for? Let me just abandon all this school thing and study and learning to be a mechanic or learning to be an engineer. Let me just go get me a job and just, you know, cut it all short and make it easy. What am I bothering myself? All I can tell you, seek the Lord. Ask God, is this where you want me to be? As long as God lets you know this is where he wants you to be there. When I came here, this is now 29 years to this place, I knew nobody. I had no friend. I had no helper. I was here, but the Lord brought me here. It doesn't make any sense. Why don't I go to a better place, a better country, another nation? That's everything going to be better and okay there? That temptation can be there. Live here, run there, live there, wrong here, go this, go that. Oh, no. Be where God wants you to be. Do what God wants you to do. Don't look at man. If you look at man, you will lose your faith. If you look at those children that are not thankful yet, you will lose your faith. That husband, that wife, that friend, that co-worker. Don't copy them. Don't do what they do. They may be doing things with the wrong attitude, with the wrong mind, with the wrong motive. Because they have their reward here on earth. The Bible says, do not fret yourself because of the evildoers. Their portion is in this life. Your portion is beyond this life. Your labor cannot be paid in any earthly currency. You'll be paid in heavenly currency. Soon the rewarder will come. and just a smile on the face of Jesus Christ saying to you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It will be worth all the pain, to be worth all the sufferings. Look at people like Paul them and Peter them and in the Old Testament and the saints, some of them who even died serving the Lord, who were burnt, who were killed, who were crucified, who were roasted in the fire. They paid the ultimate price for doing the right thing. What was their reward? What was encouraging them? What was motivating them? When everybody, even friends, left them and ran away, they stayed to it. They kept to it because they knew who they were serving. They were not serving man. They were not serving themselves. They were serving the Almighty God. Be encouraged. Be comforted. Lift up your eyes above people around you. Or whatever you are going through, where it seems as if nothing is working. Nothing is working. I have toiled. I have labored. I have sown. When will the harvest come? Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. And you will know that our God is faithful. He is watching over every step you take. Every pain, every sacrifice, every disappointment, every frustration. As for his name's sake, you endure. For his name's sake, you suffer. You endure even shame and humiliation. You accept guilt that doesn't belong to you. For the sake of peace, it's okay. It's my fault. Let there be peace. For the sake of Christ, you go down that everybody might go up. Come on. Be encouraged. Remember, you are not serving man. You are serving the Almighty God. God's eyes are open and he is watching. It will amaze you what the Lord will give to you. I met 2005, I've said this before in this broadcast. My friend Kevin died and went to him to be with the Lord in Mississippi. There I went, you know, and then 2005, I was in the spirit and I met him in paradise. And we were walking across that bridge, coming down this way. We're just walking and talking. And he said to me, Brother Festus, you know, I did not stay long on earth. I said, yeah, because he died at the age of about 32. He said to me, it will amaze you what the Lord gave to me. He said, it will totally amaze you. Me and my friend Kevin, you know, heaven is a very practical, real place. He still having short. We normally like short. And then, you know, we're just walking and talking normally. Coming towards the bridge, you know. And then he said to me, I said, yeah, I know you didn't stay long on earth, but the little you did for the Lord, you were faithful. He said to me, that is the word. That's the word. Faithful. And he said to me, go back and be faithful. And as we came to the bridge, he said to me, no, I can no more cross this bridge to the earth. So he's by the edge of that bridge there. We said goodbye. And he went back inside and I came back out. So what am I saying to you? Don't give up. Don't allow people and things to crush you. The labor of the human race is crushing. Nations are going bankrupt. Firms, industries, pilots are begging for food. Buses, drivers have no food. People who used to have abundance now have nothing. The struggle of man is no more paying what they used to pay before. People are now willing to take less and still do more. There is inflation. There is war. There's catastrophe. There's confusion. The fabric of society is breaking apart. People are losing the motive and the drive and the passion for living, the passion to serve, because service and labor and toil no more yield much dividend. You sow so much, you reap little or nothing. You are feeding the mouth that is biting you. It's a painful thing when the people you are feeding are the same people who are biting you. The Lord Jesus said, I was wounded in the house of my friends. Not in the house of my enemy, in the house of my friend. You came from your friend's home and here you have a stab and you are bleeding and you are wounded. How come? What kind of friends you got? Well, Christ came in the house of his friend and he went with broken, destroyed body. You have not yet suffered like the Lord Jesus Christ. Men will hurt you. Men will disappoint you. Men will abide on you. People, you know, hurting people hurts people. Falling trees knocks down other trees. It is time we look up and understand we are not serving man. If we're not serving money, we're not serving mammon. Money, oh, poor money. What can money do? Now you've got inflation. You got how much money to buy a loaf of bread? Or that your salary goes for a loaf, can't even fill up your tank anymore with your monthly salary. So you can't serve money. Money is failing. Money has failed. People has failed. We must look up to the Almighty God, the rewarder, the God who knows how to reward. Oh, I love this in John 17. And when the Lord was praying as he was about to head back to heaven. And look what he says in John chapter 17. John 17. And he says this, in fact, in verse 1, it says, this was when Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. That's his salary. And then he said, Lord, give me this, give me that. He said, I have done the work you told me to do. I have given that word. I have made manifest your glory and your word to the man you gave to me. I have finished the job. Now, what's my reward? Reward me with yourself. Reward me with your presence. That's all I want. I don't say make me some new galaxies or stars. No, you are my reward. The Bible said the Lord is a portion of our inheritance. I have a godly love. The Lord is fallen unto me in wonderful places. That's what the Lord told the Levites. You have no inheritance among your people. Don't share in their property. Don't share in the land. I am your reward. I am your inheritance. For every one of us who serve the Almighty God, let's never forget. If you forget, you'll be wounded. If you forget, man will kill you. If you forget, you will die. You will basically die. The Lord is your portion. God told the Levites, I am your reward. You have no inheritance among your people. People can fight for property. They can fight for money. They can fight for position. And they can kill for each other. Nobody is fighting to have God's presence. Nobody is struggling to have God's glory, God's approval, God's peace, God's righteousness. They're all fighting for position and fighting for property. And nobody is fighting for God to smile on them. Glorify me with yourself. The car is gone. The house is gone. The friends are gone. The family is in turmoil. The work, the job, the business, the ministry, the church. Everything seems to be falling apart. It is a terrible, bad place to be. It can kill any man. Like then Isaiah said, I have failed. I have labored in vain. Where are the children? Where is a wife? Where is a husband? Where is the money now? Everything's gone. Where is the job? Even your own life, your own health can even be in danger. And you ask yourself, does it mean I have failed? You may even begin to wonder and say, did I really hear God well? Am I sure I really heard God? Did I miss God? Or could there be some sin in my life? Maybe there's some sin. Maybe something. Why is everything falling apart? I must be wrong. I must be terrible. I must be bad. So maybe everybody's right and I'm wrong. Oh, God, where are you? Why do you let this happen to me? How come the business I've labored for many years is gone? And I'm plunged into death and financial crisis. The world is in crisis. The labor of man is perishing. The earth is no more yielding its increase. We have to look beyond the earth and know and see the rewarder and say, Father, You are my rewarder. You are the portion of my inheritance. When you see God, when you live for God and see Him, even when everything seems to perish, everything seems that is just destroyed, where you almost want to kill yourself or destroy the family and hurt everybody because you are terribly hurt. You can't imagine how everything seems to be falling apart. But when you know who called you, who chose you, who ordained you, who you labored for and are laboring for, the one you desire to please and serve and do His will, you will be comforted. And God will comfort you with Himself, with His presence, with His anointing, with His glory. Everybody may be gone. The money may be gone. Everybody scattered. But God will never go because you've served Him. His presence will remain with you. You have the witness in your heart that you've done the right thing, that you are still my servant. You are still my handmaid. You've not labored in vain. You have pleased me even though men seem not pleased. I am the one you serve for. You are my servant. I'm the one to approve you or disapprove you. And even if everybody goes and everything is falling apart, as long as the Almighty God is there with you, giving you a witness in your heart that I have nothing against, you can ask Him, Father, then bless me with your presence. I have no more comforter. Where is wife? Where is son? Where is daughter? Nobody understands me anymore. Nobody seems to understand or believe. Everything seems to have fallen apart. Where is the money? Where is the house? Now pray with me. Oh Lord, my God, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. You only I serve. I set my heart and mind and life on thee. Have mercy on me. Forgive me my sins and mistakes. Father, heal my wounded heart. In this hour and time, only you can make sense out of all the nonsense. Father, glorify me with yourself, with your presence, with your peace. Grant me your presence and quietness. And Lord, do what only you can do in this given situation. You are my reward, and I worship you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, if God has touched your heart, spoken to you today through this message, please, please, please send just a little testimony. All right, or call today and try send your financial donation to keep us in the air. We are in this end time, and this needs to be heard in many parts of the world. I will see you again very soon. God bless you.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize you're a sinner, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sin. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe He died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.